The Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's The Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock! That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
It is a no-guesting zone. Now, that doesn't mean you can't call. We want you to participate. If you want to dial us up, do it. Yeah, do it as early as you want, as late as you want. 888-702-5494. And on Twitter, get on Twitter if that's something that you are into. At Bill is King, follow me. And email, if you're a little more old school, you can email BillisKing7, that's the number 7, at gmail.com. How many shows a year do we do that are basketball-oriented? Today might be one of those days. We'll see. We'll see. Now, again, maybe something happens that ignites us and points us in a different direction. But we had all the conference tournaments over the weekend, and there's plenty to talk about. I actually, again, this is blasphemy / sacrilege for me, but I spent a lot of time inside watching basketball. And some baseball, actually, but watching basketball, and the weather was nice. It was 60 degrees-ish and sunny skies, and I was inside toiling away watching basketball games and wantingly doing it. No. I was not shackled to a chair. I was genuinely drawn to watch. Basketball, that's right. Second-class citizen basketball to football. I was into it. Now, was it as good as a college football random Saturday? Probably not, but I was in it, man. I was watching Michigan and Sparty yesterday. Sparty went into Big Ten. I was watching Auburn and Tennessee, Tennessee and Kentucky, Auburn, Florida. I was watching. Oh, yeah. I was watching Duke and Florida State. I was pulling for the Noles. Oh, God, I was pulling for the Noles, knowing they wouldn't win, but pulling for them. I was watching Duke and North Carolina. Yep, pulling for both teams to lose. Knowing that wouldn't happen. No, I was watching a lot of hoop. And I got to tell you, the selection show. This is going to sound very odd to everybody. You ready? The selection show actually wasn't bad. And it's been really bad, both football and basketball, over the last, several years. But the basketball selection show was more concise. They stopped the trickery and the gimmickry, and they just got right to it. and the selection chair, Bernard Muir, got to it. He answered the questions. He was very eloquent and had command of the topic, which is rare. Usually, you know what I know, usually when they interview the selection chair, he's a stumbling, bumbling doofus, right? He doesn't understand. He can't explain it. He can't put into words. That's usually what you get. It's usually embarrassing to the point where you wonder why the selection chair actually allows himself to be interviewed. It's usually that bad. This year it was good. Bernard Muir did a very good job. Now, some of you Sparty fans were complaining because they said, well, there was no explanation of Michigan State not being a one seed. Well, best I remember, on the original ESPN interview, they didn't ask him, did they? If I'm wrong about that, then correct me. So, I mean, it's not his job to bring things up. It's his job to answer the questions. You're not going to have a committee chair start by saying, you know what, I know a lot of you are upset, and here's the reason why we did this, even though it really wasn't the right way to do it. I wouldn't have had Gonzaga in the one slot. I would have gone, personally, I would have had either Tennessee or Kentucky as a one seed, and not Gonzaga. Hell, for that matter, maybe not Virginia. All right? I that's not the direction I would have gone, but they had to get three ACC teams in there just because. And you had to get North Carolina in there, who Kentucky beat. You just had to. Meaning as a one seed. And I guess, did you feel obligated to have it regionally or geographically balanced to have Gonzaga in there? Gonzaga's not a one seed. Come on now. I wouldn't have had them in there either as a one seed. So I would have had, well, let me broaden this. I would have had Sparty and or Tennessee and or Kentucky. That Tennessee-Kentucky game on Saturday was a fantastic basketball game. Matter of fact, that might have been the best basketball game I saw all year. And no, I didn't see them all. So with my limited viewing this year, better than any Duke-North Carolina game. Here's the other thing. Is there any way, with the brackets the way they're set up, that we can get a Duke and North Carolina loss before the Final Four or the Elite Eight? Yeah, they've got it. Hey, they've got it lined up where North Carolina and Kentucky meet in the Elite Eight again. And I would assume that they've got it where John Higgins will be on the whistle to rig it for North Carolina again. The fix is in. Yeah, the NCAA fix probably is in again. We got to do something about this, folks. Oh, there are, I noticed some stats as well from the weekend, and not all that detailed, okay? Very general stats. And I'll pull it up here in a second. I took a snapshot, but it's a stat that talks about, that looks at winning your conference tournament and how that outcome points to winning the NCAA tournament. And frankly, for example, the last 10 years, most of the conference tournament winners, and I'm talking about, obviously, we're talking about P5 because those are going to be the teams. But most of them don't go on to win. Like the ultimate NCAA champion most of the time didn't win the conference tournament. Now, there are exceptions for everything. I'll go over that in a second. It's a really interesting stat. Let me get Jeff in the borough. What is up, Jeff?
What's going on, Bill? How was your weekend?
My weekend was spent wasting time inside watching basketball when I could have been outside. How about that?
You should have done that, Bill, but this week maybe you can cook some brisket. It's going to be the weather's going to be nice, so maybe you can go to a local store and get you some brisket and cook some maybe Thursday night before the game starts. You can invite all your friends over and have some brisket before the game start in the evening, I guess. But I'm just going to talk about the NCAA tournament a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm glad that Belmont got in and two teams from the OVC got in for the first time since 1987 when Middle Tennessee got an at-large bid that year. And I don't know who was the automatic qualifier, but they got two in that year too. So I'm glad they got in. But the thing about it with Belmont, Bill, is they've got to win Tuesday night, or if they don't, all these national people that are going to say, well, here we go again. You put one of them small schools in, and they lost the first round. Here we go again. You put them in, and that's what Vital does every year on Selection Sunday. He bashes the committee. He'll sit there and say, like during the SEC tournament, game SEC goes, come on, committee, get it right, reward greatness, and all this business, you know. That's what he'll sit there and do, you know, sit out there and do this stuff, you know. But as far as the SEC tournament goes, I thought it was a really
good tournament. In 87, the other team was Austin Peay.
Austin Peay, okay. I think I remember that because I think that was the year that Dick Vitale said he'd stand on his head if they won, and they won their first-round game, I think, that year.
I think that's right, yeah.
They won because I know, because I remember the fans chanting when Middle had played their game. I can't remember if they won or not, but they were chanting OVC, OVC, you know, when that happened and everything, of course. But
they beat Illinois in the first round.
Yeah, that was Dave Luce then that coached. You know, the ones are tired now. They got figure coaching now. But just want to say about the SEC tournament, thought it was a great tournament. You know, it was a great game with Kentucky and Tennessee. But Kentucky, Bill, they got all happy feet when they beat Kentucky. Their players jumping up and down and hugging. You know, Schofield and Williams had a hug and hollered and everything else. And then they didn't know they had to play one more game. And all their fans Saturday night thought, well, here we go. The drought is over. We're finally going to win the SEC tournament for the first time in 40 years. And I know you watched the game yesterday, Bill, but they put a stat up there about Auburn and Tennessee the last time. Did you see that?
I don't know. What's that?
They put a graphic up there about Auburn the last time that they won. It was in the mid-80s, I think. I don't know what year it was. But it was like over 12,000 days since they won the SEC tournament. And they put, of course, Tennessee was 1979 when they renewed the tournament because they didn't have a tournament for 25 years. And then they renewed it in 1979. Tennessee won, beat Kentucky, but it was over 14,000 days since Tennessee hadn't won it. And the last president of the United States when Tennessee won it was Jimmy Carter, who was in the White House then, when Tennessee won it. So, you know, and all their fans and everything else, they probably went out and got drunk Saturday night, and Cosby Cattleman probably drank so many bottles of Dickel, you probably can't even find him today. He probably drank so many when they beat Kentucky, you know. So, I mean, and that's why they lost to Auburn, and their fans yesterday were complaining, well, it's because Bruce Pearl cheated while he was at Tennessee. That's what their complaint was, that they lost to and that's what makes them mad, Bill, is because they lost to Bruce Pearl. Because one of the hosts of one of their shows down there said, well, we could have lost anybody in the league, Florida, South Carolina, anybody, but it was Auburn and Bruce Pearl, and that's what makes them mad, because they can't beat Bruce Pearl, because they had a stat, I think it's over the last two years, that Tennessee is 32-7 against the rest of the SEC, and Auburn, they're 0-3 against Auburn. And also, there was a last night I was watching Scott Van Pelt. He was talking to Reese Davis about the tournament, and they were talking different things, you know. And Reese Davis said that he said in so many words, he doesn't believe in Tennessee as far as going very far in the tournament. And there was a graphic down there that were going through each team that was the seeds, you know, like the seeds in the regions. And they had Tennessee when Tennessee was up there. Of course, they're a two seed in their region. And they had Rick Barnes and they had he's lost. Of course, they don't call it the first round anymore. They call it the round of 64, and he's lost 11 times, Bill, in the round of 64 in the NCAA tournament. And that's why Texas got rid of him, because they got sick and tired of losing in the first two rounds or first round of the tournament every year. That's why they got rid of him. They got sick and tired of it. And so, and that's been the knock on Barnes his whole career, is that he can't, when it comes to March, he can't get it done. And he said over yesterday, just like it was Rupp Arena when they played Kentucky this year, and he said over like a bump on a log, they showed a shot of him with his hand on his face, and there wasn't a thing he could do about it. And I don't know, did you see the stats, Bill, of the game? Auburn shot 64 shots, and 40 of them were three-pointers. They made 15 out of 40 from the three-point line. It was 38% what they shot from the three-point line, you know, yesterday in that game. But I thought it was a great tournament. You know, I enjoy the tournaments in March as far as that goes. But there was a question call in that Tennessee-Kentucky game, Bill. Do you remember the time when Grant Williams went up against P.J. Washington, elbowed him in the face, and they went over the monitor, and the official said, well, it's basketball contact, and it should have been a flagrant one, and Kentucky should have been shooting free throws and had the ball. Of course, it wouldn't have made much. I don't think it would have made much difference because Tennessee got so hot the last 3 minutes and beat them, you know, and everything. But I was loving it yesterday because like I said, Tennessee jumped up and down on Saturday thinking they'd won the tournament, and then they got their just rewards yesterday when Pearl beat their butts. And now it's 40 years that they ain't won it, and it might be 40 more, Bill. It might be 2059. I might be 90 years old and still living, and thinking Tennessee might not win the SEC tournament. And one of their fans on the message board said that the best team all time in Tennessee history, and no banners are flying in Tennessee. No banners have been hung for regular season or tournament. So I'll just hang up, listen, Bill, enjoy your show, and have a great one. See ya.
That's a lot of hate from Jeff there. It's Monday morning, and Josh is already complaining that we have still failed to build a wall around Jeff. And now Jeff gets on and does nothing but spew hate. Conspiracy theory. Jeff there. Hating the big orange. Hating the beautiful color orange. Man, there's a whole lot of hate in his heart. How can you wake up on a Monday morning and have that much vitriol in your heart? I don't know. On that, I tell you, let's do this. Let's get the first break. Yeah, let's try. Everybody, bring a little love. Pour a little love in your heart. Not hate like Jeff there. Man, we are presented by a place full of love. Yeah. You should have been there like Charlie over the weekend when we were there on Thursday. The Omni Nashville Hotel.
Broadway getting a little sticky around Rosa Parks Boulevard and 2nd Avenue South. George L. Davis Boulevard is heavier toward Dr. MLK Boulevard. Prince's Hot Chicken, the original hot chicken restaurant. Download the app and get $2 off your next order. Pick it up for lunch or dinner. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
In the heart of downtown Nashville, the Southern Steak and Oyster is a unique and animated eatery that offers an authentically Southern adventure with a twist. Whether it be breakfast, lunch, dinner, weekend brunch, the Southern Steak and Oyster has a variety of dining experiences. Visit thesouthernnashville.com to peruse menus, make reservations, purchase unique products, or book business and private parties. Located at 153rd Avenue South, the Southern Steak and Oyster offers free valet or validated self-parking. Give the Southern Steak and Oyster a call at 615-724-1762 or visit thesouthernnashville.com.
Part of you won't be satisfied till you eat made-to-order food that's hot and meaty like a meal. You want Penn Station East Coast subs. This is the food you daydream about. Grilled steak and onions covered in melty cheese with baked ready goodness and fresh-cut fries. See it with your mind's eye and smell it with your mind's nose. It's what dinner and lunch were meant to be. Answer your craving with something truly mind-blowingly delicious. Penn Station, hot, meaty goodness.
looking for gifts you'll appreciate and love for an anniversary, birthday, or just because, and want to save 10% off? How about a gift card from America's favorite day spa, the Woodhouse Day Spa? The Woodhouse Day Spa Midtown, conveniently located by Vanderbilt University and Music Row, is your destination to relax and unwind. Give the gift of relaxation, stress reliever, and pure indulgence at the Woodhouse Day Spa, located at 2001 Division Street in Nashville, offering complimentary valet parking, champagne, mimosas, and chocolate, along with over 70 luxury spa services 7 days a week. Couples and therapeutic massage, skin care and body treatment, manicures and pedicures, plus don't forget several spa packages to choose from, including packages for couples like the Woodhouse Private Couples Retreat. They will help you and assist you with all of your gift-giving needs, and use the special code BALLPARK10, that's BALLPARK10, to save 10% off at the Woodhouse Day Spa Midtown Nashville location only. Call 615-717-7511 or go online to nashville.woodhousespas.com and use the code BALLPARK10.
Ladies and gentlemen,
here's a smart suggestion.
Check out the new and improved WNSR.com.
You're going to have to explain that.
It's the new and improved WNSR.com. With everything a sports fan needs.
We got a whole new attitude.
All the scores. All the highlights. All the updates. All the stories. And even the new website smell. From Nashville Sports Radio.
This is the most important religious event of our time.
You keep saying that, but you don't tell me how.
Log on to the new and improved WNSR.com. He knows all there is to know about Johnny Five Star, and now you can too. It's Bill King.
If you came to the 615 to see the tournament, you had to get by the Omni. It was wonderful. We were there on Thursday, and it was just fantastic. Charlie was there also on Saturday. Place was just packed. Set a Bridgestone record for the tournament, attendance-wise, for the Kentucky-Tennessee game. It was happening. 888-702-5494. We were already getting complaints on Twitter. Eric says up in Indianapolis, we need to expedite the building of the wall around Jeff. Tabs up in Chicago checking in says, Bill, no more Jeff until hour two, dang. Yeah, you think Jeff's going to spend his entire Monday with that much hate? Or you think it was just for the show? You think Jeff generally hates that much all day long, or it was just for the show? It sounded like he hates full-time with that call, right? Let me get Brian in here and see what's up. What's up, Brian?
Good morning, Bill.
Morning.
You know, a guy must have to not have much in his life to do but to get up and call and cry about how Kentucky got cheated. You know, Jeff, I hope you are hanging up and listening, because I'm tired of your always bashing Tennessee. Hey, when's the last time Kentucky won the SEC in football? And you got the cheapest program in the history of college basketball, and they just hadn't been caught, or they just make so much money for the NCAA and the SEC that they don't try to catch them at anything. Now, with that said, I think we won 2 out of 3 from the blue mist of Kentucky this year. And Jeff Rowe, I know you live in Murfreesboro, but I think I-65 is free to pass from Murfreesboro if you want to drive up to Kentucky and live up there, bud, because that's what it sounds like you need to do, because you're probably getting ready to dial 104.5 now and start complaining and crying to them now about how Kentucky got cheated, because that's all I ever hear out of you. Please shut up and build a wall, Bill.
Okay, thanks, Brian. Now, the question is, does he just record and then, like, play it for the other stations, or does he just, can he verbalize it word for word exactly the same way? Charlie, what's up? Give me some thoughts here.
Yeah, Bill, not only does Jeff call this show, but he also calls Greg Pogan Big Joe. He also calls Johnny Ballpark Franks in the afternoon. And while I can't speak for other stations, I've heard the rumors.
Well, I mean, we don't have any law there against that. So, he can
no,
do
we do
that.
Not.
Yeah.
But we would like some more original content. It does sound a little repetitive in the other day parts.
Well, yeah, Charlie, you get the brunt of it worse than I do. I get to go away. You got to put up with it on another show.
Yeah, I'll hear that exact same phone call about 9:25.
Why don't you just tape it, play it, and then ban him from calling the other show?
Because I really don't want to go back and listen to that again.
Oh, man. So he is right. Jeff brought up something. I know I probably shouldn't be quoting Jeff, but Belmont got an automatic bid. Now, the OVC is not a two-bid league, historically. It's a one-bid league. So the OVC is one of those leagues, and they play good basketball there. I'm not bashing, but that's one of those leagues where you can have your best regular season ever at your school. And then for some reason in your conference tournament, you have one bad day and you're not going. That's the history. That's just the way it is. But there are exceptions. And Belmont made it exception number two. They got an automatic bid. Or they got an at-large bid, sorry. And they're going to play a play-in game in Dayton. You know what I think, and again, this is to compliment Belmont, because Rick Byrd's a Hall of Fame coach. He's that good. But I think that was a lifetime achievement. Award, reward for them. Now again, I think it was earned this year. So I'm not saying it wasn't, but I'm saying if that was just any old coach and didn't have the name Belmont, with Belmont's history next to it, I don't think they get in under the same circumstances. That was an achievement, reward, award. A historical achievement. And it was a really good team this year, too. So don't misunderstand what I'm saying here. The other team would have been 1987 Austin Peay, APSU. And that year, excuse me, it would have been 87 MTSU, because Austin Peay won it outright that year. And wasn't 87 the year, and you folks who aren't from around here probably wouldn't remember this, but Dick Vitale, now this is when Dickie V's viewpoints were fresh, and not the crap where they put him on the show and he cries about the little man and rails against the committee. Dickie V. They put him on yesterday and he had tears in his eyes and he was halfway crying. Dickie V has grown so stale. Okay, and let me also say this. He also does some remarkable things. The money he raises to help childhood cancer and everything is remarkable. So don't misunderstand me here. I'm just talking about the basketball on-air stuff. But he has done some incredible things. But wasn't 87 the year that he bet or said, if Austin Peay beats Illinois, if Austin Peay beats them, that he will stand on his head. Now, I don't even know what kind of bet that is. But I remember he couldn't stand on his head alone, so there were two people holding his legs while he was on his head because he was going to fall over. I remember that. I've still got that visual in my head. Wasn't that the 87 year? So we're talking over 30. We're talking, 32 years? I was just getting in this business. I mean, just 32 years ago, I was probably getting somebody's coffee or going and getting somebody's laundry or taking out the trash. Well, I take out the trash every day. Ben says, Bill, Tennessee potentially having to play their second round game in Ohio versus Cincinnati could be a tough one. He says, I hate the Vols, but that's a screw job. Well, you got to play against that coach that we hate on the show, too, if that's the case. A guy we don't dig. Josh says, Bill, while we're at it, we need to find Sling Blade Steve and build the wall around him, too. Yeah, I mean, I don't disagree, but he doesn't call much. I mean, literally, he doesn't even call once a month. I guess maybe what Josh is saying is once a month would be too much, though. I would say right now, if we averaged it out, Sling Blade Steve doesn't call once every 6 months. Now, he's called within the last few weeks. He did. But he went, it could have been a year or two prior. I mean, it could have been a long time ago. Coach Seth, and let me put in a local plug here. He tweeted something, and we'll get the break. But local high school Ravenwood, their coach, Mariska Harris, resigned from her job. She was the girls' basketball coach at Ravenwood. Now, she was doing good. It wasn't any kind of controversy. She resigned because she's got young kids and she wants to be home and watch them grow up. It's just a family choice for her. Mariska Harris. Yeah, she's done a really good job there. And Coach Seth Poston is one of the assistants there and is also a travel team coach that my daughter played for along with Coach Tony McCord. Anyways, long story short, the Ravenwood job is open, and I tweeted yesterday, I hope Coach Seth Poston gets the job. He's done his time. Now, again, I don't know what they're doing and who they're going to hire and who they're thinking about, but he's on that staff, and he's on that staff that's been very successful, so I'm hoping he gets the job that has been vacated by the, at least for now, retiring Mariska Harris. Mariska's young. She's got time to raise her kids, and then if she wants to get back in, she could do it. And she'll be a very attractive hire for somebody here. But so that's complimenting both of them. But Coach Seth tweets, how little the conference tournament played in the decision-making of the committee. AU, meaning Auburn, is a projected 5 before the SEC tournament. They win the tournament, finished as the same seed as Mississippi State. It makes no sense. Yeah, I was talking with Chad up in Smyrna yesterday, and I speculated that I thought that perhaps Auburn could be a 4 seed, and that did not happen. All right, let's get the break, and then Scott's waiting for us, so we'll get to him. I'm the Nashville Hotel.
A crash has created one giant clog of traffic on I-24 West at Murfreesboro Pike. It's affecting I-40 in both directions, as well as I-24 toward 440. The slowdown continues westbound on 440 from I-24 to Nolensville Pike. Avoid the 2440 junction if you can, and take Elm Hill Pike instead. Come celebrate with Furniture Wholesale Plus at their new location, 4404 11 and Pike. Coming April 1st, 5-star service with 5-star savings. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
I love my community, and as a doting dad,
Daddy's home,
a devoted son,
there you are, Joe,
and a good neighbor.
Hey, man.
The people in my life are used to hearing my knock at the door, but as a law enforcement officer, I have to give news that people never expect. That's the one knock I always dread.
Booze it and lose it. A message from the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
Okay, let's say your business does $5,000, $20,000, $100 grand or more in monthly revenue. There are probably times when you need more cash flow to run your business, right? Right. If you're a business owner in this situation, you need to call the Merchant Cash Advance Line right now. We're not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We're a direct lender with the power to approve deals. We look at your business and we decide how much money to lend you, good credit or bad credit. If your business is solid, we can lend you up to $500,000. You can use the money for anything you think is right to run your business. If you need money and you don't want to deal with a bank, call now. Learn how easy it is to get up to $500,000 in as little as 2 to 3 days.
Call now. 800-452-4846. 800-452-4846. 800-452-4846. That's 800-452-4846.
Inner Zen Outer Beauty, located on the fourth floor of Omni Nashville Hotel, Makara Salon and Spa offers a full-service spa experience. Relax in the luxury of the signature Makara Spa as you're pampered with an ultimate spa experience. Treat yourself to everything from a soothing facial to full salon services in the heart of downtown Nashville. To make an appointment, call 615-761-3600 or visit the Makara Spa on the Omni Nashville website. As always, valet is complimentary and any service booked Monday through Thursday grants you full access to our rooftop pool and bar.
The Greg Pogue and Big Joe Show.
Can these sick people be cured?
Yeah, y'all. Yeah, right. I'm gonna knock that chest off.
Doesn't anyone do any work around this joint anymore?
Weekday mornings at 9.
I have you guys on every morning to wake up to.
I gotta tell you, nobody loves you more than I do.
You guys are way too cocky.
Makes a cut off and running.
The Greg Pogue and Big Joe Show on Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM. College sports. Bill King knows a few things.
Oklahoma and Ole Miss are going to play right out of the chute. Scott at OKC is with us. What's up, Scott?
I think that the Big 12's got some issues this year. I'm not looking for any of the Big 12 teams to really advance too far. You know, in football, defense wins championships. But when you're talking basketball, I think it's just the opposite. You need a good offense. You got to be able to hit shots to win championships. And when you look at Oklahoma, you know, we got what, 3-4 guys on this team that as freshmen went to the Final Four. So they know how to play together. The problem with OU is they've not been able to make points. Kansas has the same issue. So I'm not looking for a lot out of the Big 12. I would like to see us beat Ole Miss, but if we do, we're not getting past Virginia. Matter of fact, I got Virginia winning it all. I don't know if you filled your brackets out yet, but I got my Final Four as Duke versus Michigan, Virginia versus Wofford, with Virginia and Michigan advancing to the championship, Virginia winning. But I just curious to see what you thought about OU. I love my Sooners, and when they play together, they play well, but they just haven't been able to score points this year.
Yeah, I mean, it was no really good year for the Big 12. Texas didn't get in. That's 2 out of 3 years for Shaka Smart not getting in. That's not a good look, even though a lot of people hate Texas. But, again, for the league prowess, that's not good. Texas Tech, to me, when they played well, was the best-looking team. But they don't play well consistently. So it's hard for me to count on them. I'll take – look – I'm not a big fan of Virginia, but your bracket I'll take because that means Duke or North Carolina doesn't win it. So I'm good with it.
Yeah, and I got Wofford going to the Final Four. What do you think of Wofford? Hey, that was my pick, you know, my Cinderella pick this year.
So they'll be the the Butler or the VCU or whatever for this year, right?
Yes, I think so. Have you seen Wofford play this year?
I haven't. No, I haven't.
They're pretty impressive. You ought to go back and just check them out a little bit.
Right.
They're pretty impressive. I think they got the team that could do it. Now, my brackets are usually destroyed after round one, so you know, take that for what it's worth.
Oh, I hear you, Scott. I hear you. All right, bud. We'll stay in touch, man.
All right. Take care.
Thank you, Scott. Appreciate the call. I haven't seen Wofford. No, I haven't. Tab says, Bill, Karen must have been in Chicago yesterday. And it's a license plate that's got Texas on it. But it's got like big, bold font letters, Texas. Well, yeah, but now is that Aggies? Or is that just Texas? Oh, you know what? I need to look better. It's got Texas on there and also the Seminole on there. I don't think Karen drives a Volkswagen. I see the emblem on the back of the vehicle. It's a Volkswagen. I don't think she does. I think she drives. What does she drive? I saw her car when she came to Commitmas. And I think it's like a Toyota hatchback or something. I don't know. But no, Tabs, I hear you. I hear you. That who else besides Karen would have a Texas and then a Seminole on the license plate? That combination. It's a very good point. There aren't two people like that in the world, right? There couldn't be. So maybe Karen has business up in Chicago. Here is the list. You ready, everybody? Multiple bids by conference. Big Ten got the most teams in, 8. ACC and the SEC got 7. So the Football League SEC got 7 in. Big 12 got 6. The American got 4. Big East got 4. Pac-12 got 3. Some are projecting 1 for them. They got 3. Way to go, Pac-12, with your whack job commissioner, Larry Scott. Mountain West 2. Atlantic 10 2. OVC 2. West Coast 2. Way to go, guys. So the SEC wants a downtrodden basketball league back in full force. I got to tell you, in the Auburn-Tennessee game, I did not have an emotional investment. I just wanted to see a good game. Bruce Pearl, baby. Fired at Tennessee because of a Saturday backyard barbecue. Literally. Literally, everybody. Fired because of a Saturday backyard barbecue. Well, he lied about it, but still. Do you fire your guy for lying about a Saturday backyard barbecue? No, Aaron Kraft did not come over on Saturday, nor did we feed him barbecue at my house on Saturday. Turns out you were telling a lie. You get fired for that. Bruce Pearl. I love me some Bruce. Bruce was on the show with Charlie and I various times on Sirius. He worked on that channel. And he said, man, I screwed up. He still shouldn't have been fired for that. Come on now. Reprimanded, whatever. Dock him some pay, do it. Whatever. Fire him for that, come on. Now, Tennessee's got a good coach. Rick Barnes has done a good job there. That's not my point. But on Sunday, Bruce Pearl opened up a can on the Vols. I mean, dominated them. And literally never called off the Dogs. Now, I'm not saying ran it up, but you think Bruce Pearl coaches ever to play it safe? Hell no. Team jacking up threes like, oh, my God. And relentlessly making them. I'm just saying. It was impressive. And the Vols have had a good year. Oh, I've got that list. When I come back, remind me. After the break, I've got a list here, and at least it tracks what winning your league means as it applies to the NCAA tournament winning at all. Now, it's not specific about how far you might get, but just as far as winning it all. We'll go through that. Let's get the break. One more in hour number one. Omni Nashville Hotel.
A crash has created one giant clog of traffic on I-24 West at Murfreesboro Pike. It's affecting I-40 in both directions as well as I-24 toward 440. The slowdown continues westbound on 440 from I-24 to Nolensville Pike. Avoid the 2440 junction if you can and take Elm Hill Pike instead. Come celebrate with Furniture Wholesale Plus at their new location, 4404 Lebanon Pike. Coming April 1st, five-star service with five-star savings. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
This is Brett Musburger's Action Update for WNSR. Buffalo Wild Wings is the official chicken wing of the NCAA. So forget about watching March Madness on your couch and get to the nearest Buffalo Wild Wings. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
Belmont receives an at-large bid of the NCAA tournament. They are an 11th seed. They will play in the first four in Dayton on Tuesday against Temple. The Bruins are favored by 3.5 points. The winner moves on to meet six-seeded Maryland. Tennessee, the number two seed of the South region. They open up Friday in Columbia, South Carolina as a 17.5-point favorite over Colgate. Kentucky, they're the number two seed in the Midwest region. They open up as a 22-point favorite against Abilene Christian on Thursday in Jacksonville, Florida. For VSIN.com, I'm Mike Sennett, WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
And now, ARC Millwork, our commercial millwork expert, is reminding drivers to slow down in residential neighborhoods and school zones. Children at play are never mindful of dangerous traffic hazards. This tip is from ARC Millwork. Backed by over 30 years of experience, they're our commercial custom millwork experts. For new construction, restoration, custom stairwells, decks, bars, and more, call today at 615-840-7109. And follow them on Facebook. ARC Millwork is wishing you and yours a safe spring.
GEICO is a proud partner for all of the Sleeper team, but every other team they're waking out of nowhere coming. Are you kidding? My eyes aren't believing the little school that could and look they're doing. Everyone, including their mom, surprising Cinderella. Yeah, and both of these giants shooting fit storytelling bracket busters. In other words, GEICO is a proud partner for all of the madness that is March Madness. And little reminder, they make it easy to switch and save.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Napa know-how.
Right now, only at Napa, AAA members get a 20% discount. So you can avoid getting stranded on the side of the road by picking up some quality parts like batteries, brake pads, and more. Meaning you can prevent the problem before it ever becomes a problem. Bravo. That's 20% off for AAA members. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Exclusions apply. May not be combined with other offers. Offer ends 3/31/19.
Five-state forecast.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast. Well, this morning, a clear sky, sunny today, not as mild, high 52. It'll be mainly clear tonight, low 32. Tuesday, sunny, high 58. Sunshine, a stray shower for Wednesday. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network and Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's meteorologist Jim Rinaldi.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Body clock is set to college football and nothing else. It's Bill King.
You're listening to The Bill King Show, the only college football radio show proven to make you smarter.
Nashville Hotel. Last 10 years, the NCAA champion, six of those 10 years, did not win their conference tournament. So that's closer to 50-50 than I sold you prior. I hadn't counted it out. I saw more no's than yeses, and I assumed it was more one-sided than this. Last 10 years, and let's go over the past 10 champions. We'll go in reverse order, meaning most recent to 10 years back. Villanova just won it in 18. They did win their league tournament. Before that, North Carolina in 17 did not. Villanova in 16 did not. Duke in 15 did not. UConn in 14 did not. Louisville in 13 did. Kentucky in 12 did not. Remember, Kentucky lost to Vanderbilt. UConn in 11 did win their league tournament. Duke in 2010, did. North Carolina in 09 did not. So six of the last 10 champions did not win their league tournament. So if you are Michigan, if you are Tennessee, Kentucky, if you are North Carolina, Florida State, or whoever else, not winning your tournament does not mean the odds are against you when it comes to the NCAA tournament. It's still very available for you. I'd like to have some deeper data than that, though. Like on average, here'd be a good stat. On average, by winning your conference tournament, how far does that mean you will typically get? And I'm talking about P5 schools. And then flip that. On average, if you didn't win it, how far on average would you get in the NCAA tournament? Because all these teams that just won their tournament, you got to realize, you get to the NCAA tournament, that's not helping you any. Well, it helped you with seeding and all that, but you still got to go out there and play. And frankly, when you get to the NCAA tournament, you got to hit the reset button. It's not a continuation of the last tournament you were in. It's a total reset. Except this time, it's do or die. I mean, you're playing in your league tournament. Most of those teams know that if they lose, it's going to be okay. You're not done. Yeah, Tennessee might have gotten beat pretty badly by Auburn. It did not have better win this thing or you're not playing again. Same with Kentucky and Tennessee. Same with Michigan, Michigan State. Or North Carolina Duke, or Duke Florida State, or whatever. Now it's do or die. This is different. This is not the same as the conference tournament. Jeff 2 says, Bill, the NCAA committee can say all day long that they finalized the bracket on selection Sunday. But we all know for a fact that they'd had Louisville versus Minnesota pinned and to play each other since Pitino filed that big lawsuit, $45 million against Louisville. Yeah, I think some of these things are preset. How could Michigan State win their league that got the most teams in, the Big Ten, and get thrown in the same bracket area with Duke? The top overall seed. With Zion Williamson in it. How could that happen? And don't you think that they had to get Kentucky and North Carolina in there together? Jeff, back to Jeff, too. Didn't you send out a stat last week? Wasn't it Friday? Was it Friday? It was sometime in there. Duke and North Carolina have, is it they've never played in the NCAA tournament? Is that right? Now, if I've got this wrong, I stand corrected. I'm putting a question mark there. If that is indeed accurate, isn't that laughable? But no. They had to have. Right now, it's set up for Kentucky and North Carolina. Now, we'll see if they win all the way through. But it's set up for them to play in the Elite Eight. Replaying the heist job that John Higgins facilitated North Carolina in a couple of years ago. Yeah, remember that one? Hour 2 coming up. Omni.